Steve Robertson with the Salvation Army in Springfield said their truck's catalytic converter was stolen Wednesday night in front of the nonprofit's thrift store on South Campbell. The Salvation Army uses its truck to make up to 250 stops a day to deliver food and clothing to families in need, he said.
That seems kind of evil to me that they're picking on nonprofit agencies that are keeping people from eating and being warm, but that seems to be what's happening.
Fisk Transportation, which supplies the Bear Line shuttle buses at MSU, had 8 buses robbed of their catalytic converters in an overnight theft this week, according to operations manager Bill Bear. And Travis Comfort with auto repair shop Rick's Automotive in Springfield told KSMU his shop is seeing an average of 2 cases of stolen catalytic converters a day. The vehicle parts are valuable because they often include high-dollar metals like rhodium or platinum. For KSMU News, I'm Afton Harper.